Over time, technology always seems to get smaller and more portable. Personal computers, which were big and sat on your desk, gave way to laptops, then smartphones and tablets. Now it's wearable devices, technology you wear on your body. As part of our ongoing series on small business, NPR's Chris Arnold reports that a lot of startups are racing to develop wearables.
You might have heard of something called a Fitbit. That's a little bracelet that counts steps as you move around and how many calories you burn. Then there are strap-on cameras, gloves for cyclists that blink with a turn signal light. There's even a shirt that will give you a hug when it senses that you're nervous or upset. That's called the Inflata corsets.
Well, there's certainly, I think there's two categories. There's the ludicrous category.
That's Dan Ledger with Endeavor Partners. He consults with companies that are inventing these wearable devices. He says in the technology world, there's been a lot of talk about this being the next big thing. And whenever that happens, the talk can get ahead of itself.
There certainly is a lot of hype right now, and we are very much in the early days of wearables.
But if you look past the hype and some of the kookier products,
what we're going to see over the next couple years is going to be extremely exciting. As the technology improves and we get better biosensing capabilities, we're going to begin to see devices that are going to solve very useful and unique problems for a lot of people out there.
To get a sense of that, we went to a startup company called Qantas near MIT.
This is one of the earlier prototypes that our chief science officer David and the team built early on, which
Jordan Rice is a VP of product development. He got recruited to this startup from Nike, where he also used to work on wearable technology. He says the company is called Qantas because its products will quantify human health. Unlike those more simple step counting bracelets, Qantas's products, they could be bracelets, necklaces, they're not saying yet, but they'll have a cluster of tiny sophisticated sensors that he's showing me.
Basically just what you're seeing right there, which is the size, smaller than my index finger nail, we're measuring the vast majority of your clinically relevant cardiovascular metrics. And so there's probably 8 to 10 different biometric signals or values that we're picking up from that right there.
And what does biometric mean for people who don't know what that means?
It's a measurement of your personal biology. We like to say that your body's putting out all kinds of biological signals, and we're able to pick those up, and that's basically biometrics.
Rice won't say exactly what all the sensors will measure. That's still secret. But some will probably track heart rate, temperature, blood pressure, and other metrics. David Hook co-founded the company after graduating from MIT. He says his products will likely first be used to track patients with heart problems.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer, right? And it all boils down to this pump inside your body, right, that drives everything. It's like you're an automobile and then there's the car engine.
And automobiles, by the way, have like 15, 20 computers in them monitoring all that all the time.
Right? Exactly. So I guess that's an analogy.
So a mechanic can get all this data that your car is stored. In the future, your doctor might do the same thing, but get it from the wristwatch that's been quietly gathering the information about you. That's bound to create some privacy concerns, but venture capitalists are pouring money into all kinds of wearable startups. In the past couple of months, Qantas has grown from 25 to 40 employees. That has the recruiter, Emily Gransky, very busy.
Three people, possibly four, starting Monday, and then we have another two definitely starting the following Monday.
For now, wearables still need a lot of improvement. Some of those step counters aren't very accurate and people stop using them. But there's also a lot of innovation going on. Another report counted up 79 different companies with wearable technology products. And that doesn't even include the newest or more secretive startups like Qantas. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.